Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Do you believe the Bulls will trade Nikola Vucevic before or on draft night this week, a week from today? That's when the draft is, a week from today. Are they working on a deal? Should they be? Will they trade anyone else? Don't they have to?
I think they have to. Doesn't mean they will. The obvious answer or solution to getting out of this kind of pit of mediocrity that they're stuck in would seem to be shaking up your roster, but that didn't sound like AK was committed to it the last we heard from him. And did I hear that right? We're not actually hearing from him on draft night. Mark Eversley is going to be the voice of the franchise on that night, regardless of what happens, which will create a situation that's going to be very interesting if they do make a deal. They're trying to trade Vooch by all reports and accounts. There are rumors everywhere. Lakers, Warriors, fill in a team, but those are the two most commonly that come up. Jonathan Kuminga's name keeps coming up in trade conversations, although there is the suggestion if you do a sign-and-trade for Kuminga, who's young and talented and has a lot of experience with the Warriors, but also would be a $100 million man at least. So then you have another guy who you're paying slash potentially overpaying to be the answer to a problem that persists. I don't know if Vooch will still be here. If he is, I guess I will be mildly surprised. If he's still here by the beginning of free agency, I'll be very surprised. They got to move his contract, an expiring deal. If it means moving Vooch is clearing the way for Derek Queen at number 12, I'm all for that because I do think that's a interesting choice. It would be somebody who could get you a little bit intrigued and maybe even excited about the next Bulls season. Short of that, they're going to have to make a trade to get people excited about the next Bulls season.
Vooch comes off as a very nice guy, carries himself like a professional, but he sounded like a guy when the season did end that is looking to finish his career in a place where they're playing actual playoff basketball. Now, does his skill set fit such a team? We'll have to wait and see. How much would the Bulls have to eat, if that's even a thing with NBA trades and the such? So I don't understand. Why is Eversley going to be the face/voice on draft night? Are they trying to prop him up, get him an opportunity, make sure everybody's aware of what he does? That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Probably doesn't matter to the fans in the big picture, but why would AK not be front and center?
That's a good question. I know that they have talked with Golden State before about Vooch. So if indeed he was a piece that you used to get Jonathan Kuminga, that's the kind of player that would fit with the way the Bulls want to play under Billy Donovan. You know, he's relatively big, power forward type that can run the floor, and he would fit here. That would be a good player to go get. I think that would make them better. I you know, they got to do something. They got to do something. And anything at this point would be welcome. I think if you made a deal like that and you got yourself also, you know, a player, another big in the draft, that might change the way you think about the Bulls.
If you got Kuminga and, say, Derek Queen.
That's what I'm saying.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that
wouldn't that be great? I mean,
it would be great
because hey, Vooch is, as you say, he's a gentleman, he's a good guy. He's also going to be 35 years old, right? I mean, he's aging out of it, and maybe he could go with the geriatric ward in Golden State, and you know, launch some threes and play with those guys and see how if that can work.
Kuminga is a former lottery pick.
Oh yeah,
he's 22. Fell out of favor with Steve Kerr in Golden State for reasons that might be tied to maturity, immaturity. He's still a young player. I don't know. Second chance might be a good spot for him, good place for him.
I think I'd feel better about the Bulls if you swap those two players.
He averaged 15 points a game in 47 games last year. He's got some skills.
Yeah.
And
he'll do better here because there's
be
more
different.
Opportunity for him.
It would be different. And along those lines, I don't have... And I'm surprised, I think, at this reaction because it was my first reaction. I don't have a big problem with Mark Eversley being the voice of the Bulls on draft night. And here's two reasons why. Number one is Justin shrugs his shoulders visibly.
Just to be fair, I don't either. I just don't get it.
Oh, but well, I get it. Let me explain. I think, number one, Mark Eversley, this will help people kind of define what he does and what his role is and how loud his voice might be. And secondly... And our Terrence Carter show was, with due respect to his role, isn't one of his strengths. So if you're, as an executive, are playing to your strength of your organization by not being front and center, because what happens? Say they draft Derek Queen.
Yeah.
They trade for Jonathan Kuminga. And AK gets behind the podium and he's reading off a prepared statement. It's going to be a downer. And that's no disrespect. That's just not something he's that good at. So why don't play to your strengths? Mark Eversley is a pretty good communicator. He might leave you with a positive feeling at the end of the night. So I understand if that's in the intent. It might be nothing as elaborate or that or as involved as that. But if it is, I could get it. I could get behind it. Smart.
Educated in England and Canada, I'd love to hear from him.
Yes.
He'd be a good guy to hear. You know, the other thing is, I'm just being honest, we have kind of heard AK tell you the plan, and it fizzled a little.
It's unsatisfying.
It's not satisfying.
It definitely leaves people scratching their heads.
So it's not
or throwing
idea.
Things.
It's not a bad
so
idea.
So it's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah.
You find somebody who's good at what they do, you ask them to do that, and boom, that's how good organizations function.
He really got ripped for the way he handled the end of the year news conference, talking about AK.
Mm-hmm.
But mercifully, KC came on and prepped us for it. And we understood what he was going to say, so it wasn't a surprise. But I think a lot of people were surprised that there was, you know, and what is the idea, Dustin? Extend the timeline?
Shrink the timeline.
That's not a good question.
Tyler's right. He's raising the indication here. He's got all the audio. Tyler just played the audio.
Well, I'll give Dustin some assist on
okay.
that, though.
Well, that's good. But you know what? If
you don't need pants to be good at your job.
You can wear shorts to work. AK didn't have it in that press conference. If Mark Eversley is not good at this part of the job, maybe next time they should just send up Casey Johnson to interpret and explain.
This is not what I'm saying, but they feel.
Yeah.
I'd love it. It's so awesome.
That'd be funny.
All right. 312-644-6767 is the number. Molly and Haw on the score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.